WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Representative Jim Ananich, a Democrat from Flint. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Saw some you and a fellow Democrat, Tupac Hunter of Detroit, have introduced legislation trying to restore the 6 weeks of unemployment insurance that was cut recently by the governor. Tell me about the legislation.
Yeah, this was sort of an unexpected move on the part of the Republicans in the legislature to reduce it from 26 weeks to 20, making us the only state in the nation to do this. We still have very, very serious problems in our state with the economy. You know, it's getting better, but until we get the economy moving again, we start focusing on jobs. We have to give people, a break, and this is one of the opportunities where we can do that. The governor suggested that he didn't want to sign the reduction in weeks from 26 to 20. He did it because, his hands were tied in the bill. So, I'm going to kind of offer him an opportunity to help us fix it then, and hopefully he will.
Well, and according to some of the information I got, he has said that he may revisit taking a look at that later in the year.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure that the bill was in place, so that if when he chooses to help folks out that have been struggling and lost a job through no fault of their own, that he could we could have quick access on that and make sure we get it passed.
Now what you alluded to a moment ago, sir, was when he said that was tied to the federal benefits, and he didn't want folks in Michigan to lose that in an immediate form.
That's right.
But you still think that this is a necessary? What about the cost factor of this?
I think the best way to deal with our economy is to get people back working again, and we don't have to worry about this. But with the employment rate as high as it is in Michigan, and in particular in Michigan, when we've lost, some people have lost jobs through no fault of their own, we have to give them an opportunity to get a little relief while they're looking for work. But as we get the economy moving again and we can get people back, working, this, I think some of this benefit won't be as necessary. But, we're the only state in the country to do this. this is sort of a basic right that every other state is offering people. I think it's kind of common sense, and I'm hopeful that my colleagues will agree with me.
Well, there are some people I've heard say that it could encourage folks to look for work sooner.
Well, I think it's not as if people aren't looking for work. They're having trouble finding it. We're having such high unemployment not because people don't want to work. It's because they can't find work. So I think you need to give people an opportunity to make to survive while they're looking for work.
Another some business people, business owners, have said it would be a cost savings for them, that 6 weeks. The difference in that 6 weeks could be a cost saving for businesses, and they might be able at that point to redirect some of their resources to hire more workers. Does that argument hold water with you?
Well, I'm sure they don't want to pay any unemployment if they didn't have to. But, if we can get, as I said before, if we can get the economy moving again and get people back to work, these numbers will start to reduce. But I'm hopeful that I understand their point of view, but we've just given the state's just given a $1.8 billion corporate tax break. I think that would more than make up for any amount of money that they may have to pay additionally. I think it's a common sense sort of approach to making sure that we balance out protecting our businesses, but also at the same time making sure that our workers have a chance to have some relief.
Where is this legislation now? Has it just been introduced, sir?
Yeah, it's just been introduced. I'm assuming it'll go to the Commerce Committee, and hopefully they'll have hearings on that. We can get moving on it pretty shortly.
You were quoted in going to your website and taking a look. You were very unhappy with the budget that passed in terms of taking the $900 million from the school aid fund and transferring it. You talked about it, the dismantling of the schools.
No question about it.
Tell me about that.
Well, this is unprecedented. First off, the school aid budget has since there was a school aid budget, has only been used for K-12. That was the intent of Proposal A. That was the intent of the school aid budget when it was first adopted in 1964. So to take money from the school aid fund had a $650 million surplus. Schools for the past decade have been making cuts, privatizing services, increasing classroom sizes, and they finally had a chance to start to rebuild. And to do this to them when we have a $650 million surplus just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not pro-education, it's not pro-business development. It just doesn't make any sense, and I'm hopeful that they'll revisit it and do the right thing.
You are a member on the subcommittee on the School Aid Fund, is that right?
I am, yeah.
And so, okay. What should we be doing differently?
What do you mean? The state of Michigan, or
with school funding? And I ask you that question with about a minute left, sir. I apologize for that.
We really don't have to do anything differently. We have $650 million in surplus. This is real dollars that are sitting there that we could be investing in, you know, early education. We could be investing in reducing our class sizes, making sure that our students in math and science and English have a smaller class ratio to make sure that they're getting the necessary skills so they can become productive members of society and be prepared workers when they get out into the workforce, whether that be now or after they get out of college. I mean, we need to set priorities of things that we think are important, and the governor and the Republicans and legislature determine that education is towards the bottom, and I think that's unfortunate.
Well, Representative, I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you for your perspective.